Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kara. How can I help you today?
Hi, Kara. I got a charge on my account. I don't understand it.
Okay. Can you provide me with your zip code?
33908.
And you stated that's 33908?
Yes.
Your first and last name?
David Peacock.
Okay. One moment, sir. And you stated that's David Peacock, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I see a few accounts here listed. To confirm that this is the correct account, can you verify your mailing address, sir?
First of all, what company is this anyway?
This is a third-party customer service call center.
So you don't even know what company you're representing?
We represent several different companies, sir. I would have to access an account to see what it is the charge you're referring to.
Yeah, but if this is a fraudulent charge and I'm giving you all this information, what guarantees do I have?
Well, I can't do anything with the information that you're providing me with.
Okay, let's go with the address. 17837 Vaca Court, Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay, I see an account here listed, but this address states 1216 Hillside Road.
No, never had an address like that.
Okay, well, I did state that it was a few accounts here listed. One moment. Yes, sir. At this time, we don't have an account here listed with that mailing address that you're providing me with. How much does it state that you're being billed for?
$7.95.
What's the billing date?
February 24.
Okay, yes, sir. Could it be under anyone else, perhaps?
Nope, that address.
No, I'm stating could the account name be under anyone else, like in the household, perhaps?
Try Denise Peacock.
Denise? One moment.
Denise.
Okay. And you stated that it's for February the 24th?
Yes.
Okay, I see an account here listed 16878 Vaca Court, Fort Myers, Florida.
Give me that address again.
16878 Vaca Court, Fort Myers, Florida.
Right. Yeah, that's
okay.
Not our address.
That's not the address?
Nope.
Okay. What did you state the mailing address was, sir?
17837.
Okay. Well, this is the account that we have listed here, or well, the address that we have here listed for the customer. The mail, the email address we have, one pretty, and that's PRTY bird BRD at gmail.com.
What was the product that was sent?
We have the customer here listed signing up to receive a tablet, an electronic device. No product was sent due to it being posted as a chargeback.
So what does that mean?
Meaning the customer put the transaction in dispute.
So, but I still got charged.
Okay. Well, it posted the account here as a chargeback. So it would be nothing further that customer service can do regarding the charge. You would have to take it up with whomever you put the transaction in dispute with, such as the credit card company or the bank.
Okay. Maybe they'll get my money back, huh?
Okay. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
What's your name again, please? What's
my
name
is Kyra, K-Y-R-A.
And you have no idea what company this is in reference to?
What the customer has here, what she signed up for, is PerfectDiscountSupply.com, which is one of the seven companies we represent.
Perfect Supply.
PerfectDiscountSupply.com.
All right. You have a good day.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.